This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to take you down several different roads. Some farm news that affects family farmers. A conversation with a person of interest doing something that I feel enhances your ability to do better on your farm. At least ideas, anyway. Noni Dutton will join us in a bit. And then I'll have some commentary about some things that are going on in the world of agriculture, small agriculture. One of the things that has disturbed me this week, it seems, as I sort of parenthetically say, that we all know how distressing or distracting it is to live in America today where everything is politicized. I find it it's sobering. Whenever stuff like that comes up on my screen, I want to close it out. Because it is so pejorative, the anger that comes from people on either political side is just over the top. So it isn't that I report on this or have in my mind, oh, gee, this is great because it makes Trump look bad. Trump can do what he wants. He doesn't need me to apologize for him. Doesn't need anybody to apologize. He does a pretty good job of working the crowds himself. It seems at this point in time, though, there's an ambivalence when it comes to the trade talks with China and other countries as to how it affects our commodities markets, the corn, the wheat, the beans, the things that are raised by farmers of all shapes and sizes. Family farms do this, and large farms, big corporate entities are doing it, and it just is, the prices are falling apart, and the administration really is tone deaf to all of this. And I wonder what will happen not only to Trump, but to Republicans as they seek the vote from farmers and farm groups. Some people are staying with Trump, but less and less that's the case, mostly because of stuff like agriculture. Sonny Perdue pulled the other day. He is from Georgia, and he cracked a joke that American farmers, I want to quote this as closely as I can, American farmers whine about Trump's trade war with China. And the way he told the story, a few people in the audience laughed, but mostly he got boos from the audience because the farm group, he was speaking at a farm show in Minnesota. He said, I had a farmer tell me in Pennsylvania, this is a joke, he said. What do you call two farmers in a basement? I said, I don't know. What do you call them? And Perdue said, farmers in a wine cellar. Hello. The boos came from members in the crowd who didn't find the joke funny. This is just a couple of days after China declared that it wouldn't buy any American agricultural products at all, because of the 10% tariffs. Perdue has never been anybody who impressed me. He's an old boy, good old boy from the South. He comes from Georgia, was the director of agriculture in the state of Georgia. He does nothing for me. I don't think he's doing anything really for the American family farmer either. Back to the specific incident, Perdue making this joke at the end of a back and forth with a fellow named Mike Peterson, a farmer from Northfield, Minnesota. Peterson said that in the acreage report from the Department of Agriculture, there was a lot of speculation as to where the information is coming from and whether the reports are accurate or are they just speculating. Then he made a joke about American Idol. How do they tabulate their votes? We do the same thing. It's chilling to see the light-handedness or the light way that Perdue and others in the administration who don't seem, I get it with Trump. He's a New Yorker. What does he know about farms? He eats hamburgers all the time. He doesn't know from nothing about farming. So you'd think he'd have, if he really cared about farmers who actually got him elected, the states that put him over the top are ag states. And you know, farmers had to support him over Hillary Clinton, and so he won because of the farm vote. He didn't get electoral college votes from a lot of the big states that normally, you know, you need to get in order to win. And now he's rewarded the farmers with all this China tariff stuff. A lot of farmers are filing bankruptcy this year. As a matter of fact, the rate's never been this high. Never for a farmer. Now, the weather is part of it. It isn't all Trump, but the Trump, the leadership or the attentiveness is just not there. It isn't. The farm producers are not, you know, what did you make Trump's slogan is, let's make America great again? Well, farmers are not getting great again. I can tell you that firsthand from my own experience as a farmer, and all the farmers around me are struggling, and government, whether it's local or national, in our state, Massachusetts, we were all set, many of the farmers, to grow hemp so we could use some of the fields that we're not using for corn because the dairy guys are going out of business. And all of a sudden, the governor puts a kibosh on that, and it seems that he rolled over to all of the pharma people who don't want hemp used, so you can't do this. We went from number two in terms of how we are progressively in dealing with hemp. People want hemp. People want the CBD oil. They want to be able to use it for clothing. They want to be able to use it for fixing things. It's very, very, very productive. And yet, in Massachusetts now, that's all been stopped. And it's the same kind of thing here locally. The influences of these people from the drug companies is invasive. And they have affected what's gone on federally as well. The Soybean Association, the Corn Growers Association, all these people that are supposedly standing up for their membership, they can't do it because Trump is ambivalent. As I said before, he doesn't care. He doesn't get it. So with all the challenges that is being faced by farmers, Perdue tries to make light of something that's stupid. It is stupid. And all of this stuff is just very... And I would like to be up. I'd like to find a leader. Wouldn't you like to find a leader that you could get behind who would really be great as the Secretary of Agriculture? I know the fellow who runs the National Farmers Union, Roger Johnson, is a farmer from North Dakota. I think he'd make an excellent, fabulous Secretary of Agriculture. But he's not being asked. I don't know that he even put himself into contention or consideration. But I will tell you, the people who are in charge right now are doing nobody any favors, including themselves. And they seem not to get it. The USDA did not immediately respond to a request for a comment from Newsweek magazine regarding Perdue's joke. Here's a farmer from North Dakota who said to CNBC, it's really getting bad out here. Trump is ruining our markets. Nobody is buying our products, and we have no markets to fill. And that's, you know, again, if and one of the things I'm finding also, to make it local once again, people, one of my friends who is a truck farmer has noticed a huge drop-off in his business because of the predatory pricing and the way things are being presented at Whole Foods by Amazon. You know, Bezos wants to put everybody out of business and become the business leader himself. But what's really happening is that people are, because of the promotion, thinking they're getting local food when they go to Whole Foods, and they're not. So, but it's too late. You get there, okay, I'll buy this anyway because I'm here. And the local producers are being hurt. So food for thought, something to think about. Something else to think about is farmers have aches and pains from lots of work, long days, many hours outside. Maybe you got injured falling off a tractor, working on a tractor. Do whatever it is, we all know, especially if you've milked cows, that your knees won't hold up too well. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Cell. It's a game changer. You don't have to live with aches and pains anymore. Try this product for 14 days. by going to achefree.live and ordering it online. Use the DJV code and you get 50% off the retail price. Try it for 14 days. Put it on your aching knees. Whatever it is that is hurting, put it on and see if you get relief. That's the bottom line. You are promised relief or your money back from Joint Formula 14. Get it at achefree.live. Please do it for yourself so you'll feel better and be able to work harder. Achefree.live for Joint Formula 14 relief.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Hi, this is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Noni Dutton, who is the Director of Operations at Fresh Farm. They have 15 farmers markets, serve 150 local farmers and producers, and we're going to get to the heart and soul of how this operates. But I first thought I'd ask you, Mr. Dutton, you heard me talking about dairy. What do you make of what I was saying and actually what's going on there in the dairy side of things?
Yeah, thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me on. And actually, you're kind of, you know, got your finger on the pulse of one of the biggest issues that we're facing in our region. You know, we're based in D.C., but we have farmers markets in Maryland and Virginia. And we, you know, convene lots of regional groups, you know, to talk about, like, the issues that is facing, you know, the agriculture and farmers markets. And dairy farms are really struggling. And we're talking about how do we get more dairy farms to markets. And, you know, and the problem is we've got a couple great ones. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, Coulter Farm, they have great organic milk. We have Clear Spring Creamery at our farmers markets. But the problem is if you can't get one of the big processors to process your milk for you, you're kind of out of luck, you know. And talk about smaller farms becoming their own on-farm processing. That's a very expensive process, and all these dairy farms have been squeezed for years, and they just don't have a lot of options now. And, you know, with the tariffs, it's just getting worse. You know, and we have a huge demand for milk. And, you know, I can't get enough, you know, milk at our farmers markets to satisfy the demand, but we just don't have, you know, enough farms to satisfy it, and we just don't have the farms that have the processing, or, you know, the co-ops are, you know, buying less from these small farmers, too.
I've seen four or five examples here in New England of farmers getting together, forming their own co-op, buying the equipment, because you're right, I looked into buying it myself, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it just is very, it's cost prohibitive for most farmers, but it's the way that perhaps things will get straightened out. Stonyfield, some of the producers are looking to help the farmers because they realize what a mess the situation is for them and their product. All right, so I want to get your overview. Thank you. We'll get to Fresh Farm in a moment here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
American Family Farmer, Luke Bryan with the music for the program, one of the participants in this year's Farm Aid. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour of the American Family Farmer Show, a service of me and my focus on family farming, because I am a family farmer. I've been around cows all of my life. I've milked a lot of cows, raised a lot of cows, raised a lot of corn and hay over the years. Love the ambiance of the farm, trying to save mine as best I can under the circumstances. Keeping it viable is very important. One of the things that has become more of a problem, and it's in the discussion, is in the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. There's a podcast there focused on the trouble that the family farm is having from the point of view of suicide and suicide prevention. A conversation with Darla Tyler McSherry, whose father died as a result of a suicide. She said her father was born to be a farmer, spent his life working on his land, caring for his animals, providing for his family, and then providing food for countless hundreds, if not thousands, of people over the course of his lifetime. And then, like other farmers, he got numerous, got involved in a lot of different challenges, the droughts, the crop disease, the insects, the hailstorms, the markets, the blizzards, the breakdowns, all the stuff, long days on the prairie. She said, I could never picture him doing anything else. Single most important concept that this lady wants to get across and share with you in our podcast is to listen carefully to farmers and to ask in earnest to help prevent suicide and find out what is going on their farm and help them. The resources are available to help the individual psychologically, but also resources are there if people find it. And that's one of the reasons that Nani Dutton is here from Fresh Farm. Fresh Farm is a group of farmers markets. And I think, Nani, you said that you're in the D.C. area and you've got 150 that you're coordinating. Is that right?
Well, we work with over 150 farmers and producers, so we have 15 farmers markets in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. That's right, Doug.
Okay. So what? You're an entrepreneur, in a manner of speaking, I'm guessing, right? You're just a business guy, or are you a farm guy, or are you both?
So it's actually interesting. So Fresh Farm is a 501c nonprofit, C3 nonprofit, and we're here to serve the farmers. I actually got started selling bread at the farmer's market myself. I got to know the farmers. It became my best friends, and then I decided I was going to start helping to run the farmer's markets, and that's what I do now. Very lucky, but we realize that, you know, there needs to be support for the farmers, especially at our farmers markets. You know, we sometimes forget, as a nonprofit, we have a communications team, and we have an accounting team, you know, and we have the operations team. But most of the time, our farmers have to wear all of those hats to come to the farmers market. And people don't realize that, you know, that they have to do everything on the farm.
So you describe these as farmers only, producer-only farmers markets. Explain the difference, because there are a lot of farmers markets that got a lot of hojo going on, and I know exactly what you're doing, but explain what it is for everybody else.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, there's no certified definition of a farmers market. You know, I got off a plane the other day, and I was walking to the airport, and I saw a big sign that said farmers market, and, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, refrigerators with soda and things like that. So a producer-only farmers market means that when you come there, whenever you're buying your vegetables or your fruit or your bread, you know that this farm grew that crop. They're not buying it from someone else. They're not buying it from overseas or from some other country. Like, they're growing it themselves, you know, from this local farm. 9 times out of 10, you're going to be able to talk to the farmer and ask them about their growing practices and know exactly how they're doing things. And you have that confidence that your dollar is going to support local agriculture and local farmers and, you know, your local economy.
Yep, and that's really the definition. I just wonder how, given the forces of nature here, literally and figuratively, you're going to hopefully explain to us how farmers can afford to do this. How do you make a business out of it, and how do the farmers benefit in a direct sense? Continue our conversation on the American Family Farmer in a few moments.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on the apparent suicide of sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan last weekend. There are reports today that two staffers who were assigned to watch Epstein in that federal lockup ended up sleeping for most of the time they were supposed to be guarding him, and then they falsified records.
Steele was dead. Your business was dead.
President Trump speaking there to workers at an energy plant near Pittsburgh, PA, where yesterday he spoke about the ongoing trade war with China.
Your business was dead. And I put a little thing called a 25% tariff on all of the dump steel all over the country. And now your business is thriving.
Trump also going on to complain about a trade imbalance with Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Into the food arena is what we do here in part on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Nani Dutton, who is the operations person at Fresh Farm. They have 15 farmers markets. So how do you find farmers? They come to you or do you go to them?
It's a little bit of both. So like we mentioned before, with fewer dairy farms, we're always going out looking for new ones, trying to recruit good farmers to fill gaps to the farmer's market. We do have an application process, it starts in December, but we call the extension agencies, we call the farmer's market associations, we work with lots of regional groups to try to find good farmers and get them to these direct retail markets to hopefully, get some more money in their pocket and keep those farmers in operation.
That's one of the things I think when I talk about the locavores, I say this program is supported by the family farmers that we're talking to, the farm family-owned businesses and the locavores that use our products. So they're pretty sophisticated. The ones I've come across are pretty sophisticated. about knowing where to go to get what they want. But that's a limited number of people, although it is growing. How do you get information out to people, and how do you instill confidence in them that it will be the stuff that they're buying will be of good quality?
So we try to tell the stories of our farmers. You know, when we go out to do these farm inspections and visits, like every farmer that sells with us has been inspected and visited and verified by Fresh Farm. And we try to go not only to, you know, verify that they're growing what they're selling, but also to get pictures, learn about their families, learn about their stories, you know, take some great pictures and really tell that story to the consumer back at home so they get really connected to that farmer. And, you know, when they see these stories and they come to the market and they see that farmer themselves, like it just really increases that sort of virtue of coming to the farmer's market and buying directly from the farmer that's selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so do the farmers usually know they need to have somebody there do all? Is that one of your requirements, that you have somebody from the farm, the farmer, the farmer's wife, farmer's daughter, people that work on the farm? It's not just stuff open and you can go buy it and it says on a sign, this came from Hayes Farm.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it has to be a farm worker or, you know, one of the family. They have to be there running their stand and selling directly to consumers, you know, because, again, you want to come to the farmer's market. You want to be able to have those conversations. It's not like just going to the grocery store where it says, you know, they can say everything's local and, you know, this is from this farm. You know, you actually go have those conversations and, you know, you can see for yourself. And that's part of the benefit of shopping at farmer's markets.
See, I think that's one of the things that people really want now these days. I see on my farm, and my friend up the street, he's got the produce farm. I call them truck farms. There is a lot of activity this time of year, pumpkins. But we're seeing a lot of activity on my farm. People want to go out. I have an ice cream bus. If you go to Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, Nani, you can see my outreach. The bus is there. We sell ice cream out of the bus, and we take the bus on the road to go to events pretty much every weekend now. And the people are fascinated by the concept, but then we do the outreach so that people then come back to the farm, see the cows, see the animals, experience what it's like, take a tour of the farm, that sort of thing. The reason I bring it up is because you, in these farmers market, have the opportunity to promote the individual farms and get people to go to the farm and see how the food is grown. That's what the locavores want. They want to be able to go pick the raspberries. They want to see the cows. They want to touch them and know that they're nothing to be afraid of. You know, stuff like that that people are so removed from. I had an experience this past weekend on my farm. We had an event. About 1,000 people showed up to participate in farm activities. And I came driving through the yard in my tractor, and one of the tractors, and I had maybe a third throttle. And these little kids are running around with their hands over their ears. And so I stopped and got off, and I talked to them and their father about why they covered their ears. Well, because it's so loud. I said, if you really want to hear loud, get up on the tractor with me and sit in the seat and listen to it. But the reason I bring it up is because their parents, or in some way somebody, has instilled in them that this is dangerous. The big cows are dangerous. The big tractors are dangerous. And, you know, there's a whole, like, psychological thing to this that affects people's view also of farmers and farming. It's now in our area. People make fun of me because I drive down the street in a tractor.
Right. And, you know, and folks these days, if they think that's loud, they've never been woken up by a rooster, you know.
Right, yeah.
We've lost the connection, and we're trying to rebuild that. You know, we're also trying to teach the next generation of young shoppers about farming. We, as a nonprofit, we also run our Food Prints program in 13 elementary schools here in D.C., and we've got school gardens and teaching kitchens, and we teach the elementary school students about growing their food, eating healthy, cooking their meals, you know, about all the growing practices, because, you know, we need to start educating the next generation of local eaters. You know, we need to rebuild, you know, America's love of farms. You know, like, America's a great agricultural country, you know, and we don't want to lose that. Like, it is so important to support the local farmers and to come out to the farmers market and learn more about, you know, how loud tractors are and why they're necessary and, you know, all the work that goes into growing.
Well, there's a sort of soliloquy, if you will, of this business. He's over there, and it's in no man's land, and we're over here. That's they have to come back together again, those two entities, the farm and the people who use the stuff on the farm. But the big conglomerates are trying to separate you from that. They don't want you. They don't want to. They don't want you to go to the dairy farms in Arizona and California where the manure is piled 15 feet high and the cows can't get away from it, and they're, you know, in feedlots. They never move anywhere, and they die after 3 or 4 lactations. It's versus the real life on the real farm, where cows live twice that long and are twice as productive. But that kind of stuff isn't really. People judge it. I know there's a, when you drive into El Paso on Interstate 10, whether you've ever done this or not, coming from the west, about 5-6 miles outside of the city, you get this amazing whiff of something horrible. So you get closer and you see it's a huge dairy farm, 15,000 cows, manure piled everywhere, and when the wind blows you can smell it for 10 miles away. And that's the standard now that the government allows, and that's the kind of stuff that people don't have a clue. They think that's a dairy farm. That's not a dairy farm. And you know, it's the same with Driscoll. Driscoll has taken over the fruit business, or at least the berry business, and people think, oh, they grow their own. Yeah, they run. They have huge factories, hydroponic factories, greenhouses where they grow these fruits. And people don't know. They just look, oh, gee, that looks great. Nice red raspberries. Let's buy those. Right? Am I right? And in marketing, this seems to be your challenge. Buying advertising, being on radio programs that are local, isn't that how you get people to know about the markets?
It is, and it gets harder every year, let me tell you. But, you know, I think we're very lucky in that all of these big, you know, businesses, you know, buying up, you know, acres and acres and acres, they wish that their customers could come shop in the sun and talk directly to the farmer. You know, there's, mm-hmm. you can't replicate that sense of community at a big grocery store than you can at the farmer's market. And we're trying to convince the new, you know, generation of shoppers to vote with their dollar and say, like, no, we don't want, you know, the big factory-grown strawberry. We want the strawberry directly from the farmer. We want to shop in the sun. We want to invite our friends. We want to come hang out in the park afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we appreciate, and that's what we love. And, you know, if more folks start coming to the farmer's market, I think they'll also learn to appreciate it just as much as we do. You know, seeing the farmer's children grow up, you know, I have farmers like JC. He was just a baby when I saw him at the farmer's market, Quaker Valley, and, you know, now he's going to be going to high school soon. It's, you know, it's incredible, and it's just a great experience. And, you know, I appreciate voting with my dollar that way.
I do, too. Noni is here as a strong advocate for local sourcing of food, agriculture. I want to talk about your farmer fund in a moment. Noni Dutton from Fresh Farm. The website is Fresh Farm. You know, I haven't even actually gone there. I'm guessing that it's freshfarm.com. Am I right?
Freshfarm.org. That's right, Doug.
.org. Okay. Freshfarm.org. 44 past the hour. Here's something else for you to consider. The hot points in your appearance begin with your smile. This is a 5-minute solution to the brightest, whitest smile. Power swabs available only by calling 800-208-1797. Mention DJV, you get 50% off the retail price. Power swabs created by a dentist. For dentist use, first of all, and then 5 years after that, people decided, okay, let's buy it on the open market. So the only way you get it, can't get it online, you got to call and order 800-208-1797 to get rid of the stains on your teeth. Make sure that they have the sense that you want to present of confidence. Good smile is a good presentation of confidence. Power swabs, 800-208-1797.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $100 a month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
before that, the car smashing thing.
What, the smashing deal we got? Four lines for $100 a month?
No. Between the four lines for $100 a month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer for new customers only. Ends 9/16/19. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 to 4 free. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. Mobile optimized data. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All right, let's move now into this area of help. You have a family farmer fund. I like the alliteration. Nani Dutton runs Fresh Farm, and so what does this farmer fund do for the people that participate?
Yeah, so we noticed that at our farmers markets, we have a ton of great growers. But, you know, as you know, being a farmer yourself, it's not about just being a great grower. You also have to wear that business person hat. And so we started this farmer fund to help give small grants to farmers in our system to go to conferences to develop, their business skills, you know, get professional development help or technical assistance so that they can take their business to the next level and hopefully be able to sell more, grow their business, hire more folks. You know, it just supports the local economy, and you know, we understand that it's not easy to be a grower and an entrepreneur at the same time. You know, it's a hard life to live, and you know, we're trying to make it just a little bit easier if we can.
So what do you make in the last minute or so that we have together here of the farm bill working its way through Congress at the moment?
So we like the Senate version. There's also the LAMP Act that actually has some grant programs built in there to support farmers markets, the Farmers Market Promotion Program, the Local Foods Promotion Program. So we're hoping that the House signs on to the Senate version of the Farm Bill and includes the LAMP Act, and that's what we're, you know, calling our representatives to hopefully, you know, push that through and, you know, really support farmers markets and local agriculture.
All right. Are you optimistic? Because this is very political. You know it as well as I do. This is very political.
It is, but we like to think that, you know, farms should not be, you know, political, that at the end of the day, you know, everyone loves the farmers market, everyone loves their local farmer, and hopefully, you know, Congress will see that. You know, the House version of the bill wasn't very popular and barely passed, and the Senate version had bipartisan support, so we're hoping that the House will sign on to the
Senate version. Well, the House is full of hacks. And the hacksters are the lobbyists and stuff that get into their, you know, I've said along the road here that we ought to do the same thing with Congress as you do with NASCAR, have them wear clothes that have their advertisers, sponsors, whoever's paying them to get reelected to their campaign coffers. Let's have that on your jacket so we know who we're really talking to. Anyway, bottom line is freshfarm.org is a great place for great ideas. Nani Dutton, thank you for being here on the American Family Farmer Program.
Million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with some commentary. I want to remind you about our podcast as well here. Let me take a minute to talk about what you can find at the American Family Farmer Show. .com. That's where our podcasts are. A couple of recent, all these episodes, by the way, are aggregated, archived at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So they're in order. The agricultural news is always a part of what we talk about. There's a story about a Maryland farmer whose herbicide was spreading to neighboring land, why Monsanto is suing him and other farmers. We also had a conversation on this particular episode with Steve Miller. He is with the Northeast Hop Alliance. They work to promote hops as a specialty crop here in the Northeast, and restoring hops as a profitable agricultural industry thrived here for a long time and then just kind of went away during the Dust Bowl of the 30s and after World War II. It just didn't gain any momentum. There are the alliances, a lot of subchapters. Maryland, New York, New England, all around the East Coast, hop growers are getting involved, brewers, home brewers. So if you're interested in this as an option for your farm, you want to check out the episode. It'll show up as Monsanto and suing farmers or something like that in the slug line. It's at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Another one of the more recent and I think more fulfilling conversations I've had on the American Family Farmer is a conversation that we had with a couple of Purdue University scientists and professors talking about the ag economy, the barometers, and this is a special barometer that they've created, the result of a collaboration between these professors at Purdue and a group which is interested in measuring the health of the U.S. agricultural economy. These two fellows claim the economy, the ag economy, is upswing, and I think it may be in Purdue's in Indiana, so maybe there, but elsewhere, as I point out, I think in the conversation, not so in the rest of the country. So you want to hear that conversation or any bits and pieces of info about what's going on for the American family farmer, we focus on family, food, and farm at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The dairy industry, something that early on when I was doing this program, people said, well, you're a dairy guy and you never talk about dairy. So I've tried to correct that with a focus on what really is going on and where dairy farmers are surviving. And most of the time when I get into that reference point, I'm talking about farmers who are selling their product direct to retail on their farm. Some farmers can do that, some farmers can't. There's an interesting group called the Dairy Sustainability Alliance. It has a lot of dairy farmers and cooperatives and processors and agribusiness folks involved in it. The stakeholders, there are some of the big corporate dairy people in, like from DFA. This dairy supply chain problem is, or circumstance, I'm leading you into something. I think it's a real problem because I think that these people at DFA and the Suiza family, and they have too much influence because they control 80% of the fluid milk supply, and they've been screwing around with people. Why you'd want to be in league with them is beyond me. Anyway, the focus of this group is on enhancing social, economic, and environmental practices, so they say, in the dairy supply chain. Their programs include the Innovative Center for U.S. Dairy. The members can use the help of these people helping to market. So that's where I go back to. If you have farm, if you have cows and you're milking 20, 30, 40, and you want to sell your milk, I think that the best thing to do is to sell it. I found selling raw milk, you're going to have a production facility. Now, not every state allows that, so you got to do something else. But when I saw this group, the Dairy Sustainability Alliance, I wanted to know about transparency. I want to know who's really in this. The CoBank people that mostly are responsible for loaning to farmers around the country, they have the core money. They have put the money up for this. They authored a report on the consumer demand for dairy, and people's interest in dairy is going down because the product is lousy. That's really what we're learning from all of this. The amount of milk being used down 31% in the past 10 years, and because of the GMO stuff, where the cows are, how the milk is being produced, you know, not access to really quality, real quality dairy is the problem. So hopefully that'll be addressed by this group. Again, it's called the Dairy Sustainability Alliance. If you don't know about it, I want to check it out. DairySustainabilityAlliance.org. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.